Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to meet with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Alan C., Chief Marketing Officer and Principal at CMO Temps, LLC. That's CMO Temps, T-E-M-P-S dot B-I-Z is his website. Alan, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
So think of CMO Temps as I am literally the product and the service. I don't try and compete with headhunters, and I don't try and compete with marketing agencies. But many businesses, particularly small businesses, are looking for an experienced CMO, chief marketing officer,
right,
somebody to help them with their strategy. But they're not quite ready to hire somebody, you know, on that full-time basis.
Right.
So I provide fractional or interim type of marketing leadership to help a smaller business kind of ramp up their social marketing and their content
marketing. So they get a high-powered marketing officer part-time.
Exactly, and that makes it a little bit more affordable from that perspective.
Right. Well, good for you. You know, when I started my consulting business about 28 years ago, before I formed my media company, my tagline was I was a vice president you could rent.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It was amazing how much business that little tagline got me.
It is, and for a fractional or interim type of CMO, it fits in very well with the gig, what's known as the gig economy,
right?
Which
yeah.
You know, a lot of businesses have started to look at things that way.
Right. So we're talking about influencers, key influencers, how to approach them, right? And you gave
how
us a couple
them,
of
right.
examples of mistakes that people make. You said they fail to get to build the trust, which to me is the first thing. You can't ask people for referrals who don't know you. And tell us about the second one.
So the second one was not being able to ask the right questions, or in other words, not doing your research before you approached that person that you're wanting to provide influence or to give you, you know, referrals.
Right.
I mean, you can look at the referrals. Think of it as word of mouth marketing. At one end of the spectrum, you're hoping that consumers or users of your product liked it so well that, you know, they tell their friends and family, which again is great. And then as you start ramping up, you have the influencers who start, they can not only recommend the product or service, but they themselves are a center of influence because
mm-hmm.
they have content and audience. They've already created their own content and audience that blends well with your product or service. And so it's like word of mouth on steroids. So you want to be able to build the trust at that first point and establish rapport as you would any person, you know, when you're first reaching out
mm-hmm.
to them. And then you need to have studied their business model so that you could ask the intelligent questions, because that leads to the third and maybe the most important point, and that is you need to be prepared to understand and to offer a value prop. After all, the influencer that's built audience, created content, has an investment in time, money, and resources in creating that environment. And so one of the first things that key influencer is saying is, okay, you've got this product, you've got this service, but what's in this for me? Because
mm-hmm.
my social capital, it has value, and I'm not just going to tweet for you or blog about your
right.
product. And I'm certainly not interested in seeing a demo when I don't even know who you are,
right.
at least not yet. So think about that value prop? How are you going to approach them? Almost, really, you're trying to think about how to approach them in the same way you would if you were looking at a key customer that you were trying to tee up your service. I mean, Jim, you're a key influencer. How do you feel when someone just says, "Hey, will you talk about me?" And you're
the way we do it here is they have to have. They have to have the goods to be interested in my audience.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. They have to have they have to have the credentials, and they have to have the come across. I mean, just like when we first found you 4 years ago, you guys approached us about being on the show, and so we said, okay, we like your stuff, but we didn't know if you had the come across or not. That's what I tease a lot of folks about is that. You know, a lot of people have credentials, but can they deliver? And you know, when it comes time to stand and deliver, can they do it? And some people can, some people can't, and we don't invite the ones who can't back. But there are a lot of people who try to be on my show, or who try to use me for other reasons, and that's what we do here. I mean, we want to help people, but they've got to put their best foot forward, and so if they send me a book. That I don't think is a very good book, then they don't get on the show. And unfortunately,
exactly.
unfortunately, I'm the dictator when it comes to those kinds of things.
Well, and two, I don't want the audience to think that when I say value prop, that means, you know, write a check. It's
right.
Money.
No, no.
That value prop can be different things.
Right.
It may say.
Nobody's ever paid me to be on this show. Hey, Adam, I got to wrap it up. CMOtemps.biz,
okay.
Right?
CMOtemps.biz.
Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. He's got more to teach us. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Thanks very much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.